Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The publicity surrounding auto enrollment has created a surge in inquiries for all types of retirement planning. But a survey for LIA and the Financial Planning Standards Board has found that while we may feel we are earning enough, we also feel that we're not prepared for retirement financially. But is that the fault of the big pension insurers for making it undecipherable for workers to work out clearly how much they have and how much they will need for their retirement? Eimear Kirk is the Chief Executive of the Financial Planning Standards Board Ireland and is on the line. Good morning, Eimear.
Good morning, Joe.
Before we start, Eimear, what is the Financial Planning Standards Board?
Well, Joe, the Financial Planning Standards Board is an international body that sets and upholds professional standards for financial planners. So in Ireland, our role is to certify financial planners and promote best practices so consumers can trust the advice that they receive. So essentially, we make sure advisors are qualified and ethical, like quality mark for financial planning. And that can be recognised by the Certified Financial Planner or CFP professional marks.
Okay. And can you get people disbarred if they don't behave correctly as financial advisors?
Well, that would be the remit of the Central Bank of Ireland, but certainly from an FPSB Ireland perspective, we do have a code of ethics and professional responsibility that goes beyond the Central Bank regulation. So all CFP professionals have a fiduciary duty to act in the client's best interests, which is set as a bar above the minimum competency and consumer protection code.
Now, you've done a survey alongside with LIA and other bodies, and people don't feel financially ready for retirement by the sounds of things.
Yes, so we did a joint research with four not-for-profits organisations who all support consumers in retirement readiness. So FPSB Ireland, the LIA, IOB and the Retirement Planning Council. And what we're hearing anecdotally was that while pension coverage is improving, people still don't have clarity on what that means in terms of retirement income. So we set out to understand the impact of that, both for employees and for employers in the workplace. And what we found was quite revealing. It shows a major gap in understanding. So while 74% of those surveyed, employees surveyed, feel that they manage their day-to-day money well, 79% say that they feel unprepared for retirement. So that's almost 8 in 10 people.
Is that not a dichotomy? That, they feel as if their money is being managed well and yet they're not ready.
It certainly is, Joe. But what we have to remember is that retirement involves long-term decisions. So for somebody who's in their 30s, 40s, 50s, who have 40 or 50-year time horizon ahead of them, understanding what that pension pot that they're looking to accumulate will turn into in terms of income long term is complex, and we need more clarity around that. So people don't it doesn't translate, that the pension pot isn't translating into the income that the individual will receive month to month, because for people don't retire to a pension pot, they're looking to replace that monthly income that comes into their account each week or each month when they're working.
Okay. And is some of that down to the big pension providers, i.e. they put out these quarterly booklets and PDFs that tell you a lot of information, but it's difficult to digest and it's difficult to actually put your finger on exactly how much money you will earn or you will have when you hit retirement?
The pension providers have made great strides over the last number of years in trying to break down the complexity of retirement pension planning. And the pension statements that are received now do have a lot more clarity in it. But what we're looking at is there's so many factors that influence the pension pot that an individual will have when they retire. And there's so many factors that will influence what an individual needs to retire. So not only will you have investment returns, it depends on the contributions that the employee makes, that the employer makes on their behalf, when they retire. So, you know, this research shows us that people want to retire at age 60. Most believe that they will retire at 65. And a lot believe that it will be after 70 before that they'll be in a position financially to retire.
Maybe.
And over 50% also believe that they'll have to work in retirement to supplement their income.
Yeah, your survey, excuse me, says that only 31% of employers believe their workforce is financially ready to retire. I just don't understand how employers would know that, given the fact they don't know the personal affairs of all their staff.
Well, look, that's an employer perception rather than, you know, a formal financial assessment. So that's important to acknowledge. But employers are seeing the practical effects every day. So employees delaying retirement, uncertainty around timelines, you know, financial stress affecting engagement and productivity. So while employers aren't assessing somebody's financial position and whether they're financially ready for retirement, they're seeing the impact of financial certainty in the workplace every day. And, you know, they say that employers are saying in the survey that 77% of them believe that financial stress affects productivity in the workplace.
Okay.
It's affecting decisions around retirement, which in turn impacts on succession planning within the workplace and workforce planning.
Okay, Emer, that's great. Thanks very much for joining us. That's Emer Kirk, the Chief Executive of the Financial Planning Standards Board Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.